Rick, how are you?
Not unwell, gentlemen. Good to be with you again.
Well, Rick, I'm sure it's the topic of the day, especially now that he's playing in the tournament, Jacob Trouba. You know, you look at him, and Trouba's obviously an excellent defender. Are his demands, I've heard some numbers, and hearing some numbers and then knowing what they actually are obviously are two different things, but is he looking for Dougie Hamilton-like money? Is that fair to say?
We're not sure what he's looking for. I mean, outside of some preliminary numbers that came out back in December, we haven't really heard much of anything concrete as far as numbers go, and both sides are being very tight about it. The fact that there are comparables right across the league already established leads me to believe that he may, or at least Kurt Overhart, his agent, thinks he's worth maybe Dougie Hamilton money, something north of 5.5, and the Jets simply don't agree, which would be, and again, under assumption, why we are not at a contract for this guy. But the Jets obviously have a price in mind, and Trouba's agent has a price that's obviously a little bit higher, and therefore we have no deal yet. And it'll be interesting to see how this proceeds once the North American team is done there at the tournament and Trouba comes back, because, training camp gets underway on Friday.
Looking at Patrick Laine, and obviously I think he makes this team, who else do you see as maybe young players, newcomers coming into Winnipeg this season? Not free agents, but any young guys in the system you think that are going to be impact guys or crack the lineup?
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. You mentioned Laine making the team. Let's put him on the second line on the left wing, because he's probably going to have to be with a couple of veterans, and who better than Brian Little and Drew Stafford. After you get down into that bottom six forwards, will Kyle Connor make the jump? Connor was really good, really impressive at the rookie tournament in Penticton on the weekend. And the question is, will he be able to slot in on a third-line role? I don't see him on a fourth-line role. So if he is going to open the season with this team, he's probably going to be on a third line. So can he make the jump? He's got the speed. He's got some good hands. The question is, the NHL, it's the next step up. Can he make that jump? Maybe he doesn't do it right away. Maybe he goes down to the American Hockey League and you see him at some point during the regular season. So he's one that could crack. Brendan Lemieux is going to be a guy that folks are going to keep an eye on here. It's a scrappy kind of he's built like a fire hydrant, really, and is a perfect role for the fourth line. He was a late cut last year in camp, and the question is whether or not he can get in and grab a spot on the fourth line this year. There is a lot of competition for the first time ever since the Jets arrived back here, four spots in the forward position. There's as many as 10 to 12 guys fighting for four spots, and you can almost spin a wheel as to wonder, who's going to land there. It's going to be an interesting training camp for the Jets.
Well, competition is nice. Edmonton really hasn't had a lot of it either, Rick, in the last few seasons, so it's a good sign when you start to get that, because that makes your teams better. But also, when the inevitable injury bug bites, it means maybe you have more depth to overcome it.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if you look at, Matthew Perreault, assuming everybody's going to be healthy here, you've got Perreault as a third-line center. John Mathias signed in the offseason. He plays probably a wing there. Then you're looking at the bottom four spots. Who's that fourth-line center? Is it Adam Lowry? Historically, it's been. Last year, he moved up to the third line. And then you had a guy, Andrew Kopp, out of college that was that fourth-line guy. Now, when you've got Perreault at center on the third line, it leaves guys like Kopp and Lowry fighting for that fourth-line center position. So all of a sudden, guys that had some spots last year, there's a question mark as to whether or not they're going to have those. So at center, you've got depth down the middle. The wings, Chris Thorburn, he's under contract. Anthony Peluso's under contract. But you've signed Quinton Howden in the offseason. You've got Brandon Tanev is going to be competing there. You've got Marco Dano. You've got Alexander Bermistroff. We don't want to forget about him. You've got Joel Armia. These are all guys with NHL experience, and there's not enough room for all these guys. So it'll be really interesting to see, how this forms. And then the optimism is, like you mentioned, the depth, Jason. I mean, the Manitoba Moose will have whatever doesn't crack the NHL lineup, and it's expected that these guys will be, quality players. And it'll be interesting both at the NHL and the AHL level for them.
Goaltending. What do you make of the Jets goaltending? Hellebuck, you got. Is he going to make that roster this year?
Well, should he be the guy? Yes. Pavlik's got one more year on his contract, and we all know the numbers and what lies there. Why they haven't moved on from that, I don't know. I think it's just because they want the experience. Keep in mind, you know, they're not going to want to carry three goaltenders. Who can go down without being put through waivers? Hellebuck can. So maybe he's the odd guy out just to start the season. I can't imagine that Andre Pavlik and Michael Hutchinson are your two guys through the entire Jets season. I think everybody's kind of looking at Hellebuck to kind of grab the reins here and run with it. Now, whether he does that out of training camp and out of these preseason games coming up here, don't know. But when it comes time to decision about who starts where, I wouldn't be surprised, although I wouldn't totally agree with it, that Hellebuck starts in the American Hockey League.
Now, Pavlik last season, I actually thought was more consistent than he'd been in the previous years, but you've seen him up close all the time, Rick. Do you think he is good enough to be the guy every game for the Jets, or does he just have to be okay and not give up weak goals? Is that all they need with their defense in front of him?
He's not consistent enough, and that's been his knock against him throughout his entire career here. And he's got one more year here, and I'd be shocked if they brought him back after this. He's not the guy to lead them. Does he have great games? Sometimes incredible games, yeah, but what goalie doesn't? It's putting those together consistently. Last year we saw a little bit of everybody. Saw Andre Pavlik run with it for a while, and he couldn't hang on to the cage. Next thing you know, you've got Connor Hellebuck in there, or Michael Hutchinson was the first up. He ran with it. People thought maybe he's the savior, and he slipped a bit down the stretch. So in comes Connor Hellebuck. Hellebuck does the same thing, and he, I don't want to say falters, but wobbles a little bit at the end. So none of the three were given that great reign. Of all three, Hellebuck's got the best numbers 5-on-5, if you want to look at some save percentage and some other numbers. So that's what leads me to believe that he's probably the guy. Will he get that opportunity right out of the gate? That's a good question. Pavlik, I think so, just under $4 million with this last year on the contract. And as I mentioned, Hutchinson, I think, was signed to the two-year deal, probably so you could expose a goaltender when it comes to the expansion draft next year. But Hellebuck should be the guy, whether he is coming out of camp here to start anyway. I'd be a little bit surprised.
Looking at the defense corps, because they're so strong on the right side, you know, there's been some talk moving Trouba maybe over to left. Like, I understand why they wouldn't want to trade him. I get it. He's a young defenseman who likely is just kind of starting to enter into the next 7 years, which should be some of the best years of his NHL career. But his last 2 years, Rick, if you look at his numbers, both statistically and his analytics, they've dropped. So where do you rank Trouba right now? It, you know, was the first year legit Trouba? Has he struggled a bit? Are the numbers maybe not telling the whole story? What do you make of Trouba's play?
No, I don't think the numbers lie, and that's well known around here, and I think that's part and parcel of what is he right now, and the Winnipeg Jets are trying to figure that out still, and that's why they don't want to commit to the big contract long term. At what dollar? Well, obviously it hasn't been agreed to, so there's no deal yet. Been interesting that on the North American team he was a healthy scratch there. You know, so what is he there as well? It's what is Jacob Trouba? I think the jury is still out, and how will they use him here? Let's assume he re-signs with the club. He'll be used in the top four role. He'd love to play the right side. There's not enough room on the right side. They've got Dustin Byfuglien and Tyler Myers, and until he can outplay Tyler Myers, he's not going to be on the right side of that top four. He may feel he should be there, but, I mean, Paul Maurice didn't have him there last year, so obviously Paul Maurice doesn't think so either. So would they put him on the left side of that second unit? Yes. Will Jacob Trouba accept that? Well, I've heard he's mentioned to a couple of reporters in training camp for this World Cup tournament that, yeah, he'd be willing to go on that left side. So there's your top four. If he re-signs with the hockey club, he'll be used in that role of the left side of that top four D. What is he after that? I mean, if now we are assuming he's under contract. If he is under contract, what's he been paid? And to determine that, if you look at some of those analytical numbers, as you mentioned, he had a great year his first year, his rookie year. The next 2 years, he's receded a little bit there. Nobody, I think, is willing to give up on this guy, but what exactly is he? Now, I think the agent would argue, if you're going to pair him with Mark Stewart, of course his numbers are going to be down. If you pair him with a Dustin Byfuglien or you pair him with somebody else, somebody better, I think you'll see a difference. the Jets didn't venture from that last year. They didn't have him paired that much. You know, they didn't go down that road. So what is the answer to all this? I don't know that anybody knows. And obviously the Jets have a number in their head, and Trubisky camp must think it should be higher.
Now, the Jets dropped by 21 points. Rick Ralph joins us from TSN 1290 from 2015 to 2016. Like, that's a massive drop-off, Rick. Did they grossly overachieve in 15? Or, like, how did the wheels fall off that bad last year for the Jets?
You know what? They went young, Jason. They went after that run that they had in the postseason, they went young after that. Nick Petan made this team last year right out of training camp. Andrew Kopp was in the lineup. Adam Lowry was in the lineup. They had a lot of, you know, Nick Ehlers was in his first year. There was a lot of a youth movement coming in. And for that reason, I don't think the Jets management thought that there would be that much of a drop-off, but there was. Then you run into a couple of injuries, and next thing you know, as you mentioned, it's like a stone in the water. It's falling quickly. You know, hindsight now, I don't think anybody really minds because they ended up with Patrick Laine, but they went young out of the gate. It didn't work last year, and that was really the big reason why the drop in the standings came. You know, now from here, I think great expectations are mounted again with Laine coming in and Kyle Connor coming out of college and a bunch of the other competition in camp. Can this team take the next step and not only challenge for a spot, but make some sort of noise once you get into the playoffs? And there's some people here that, I mean, it's early. They think that the Jets can. I'm a little more cautiously optimistic in that area where I haven't seen any of these guys yet on the ice. So should they be knocking on the door for a playoff spot? Yes. Others think they should be not only knocking, they should be inside and trying to make some noise this year.
A few players. Alex Burmistrov, Joel Armia, Marco Dano. Any of those guys going to make an impact for the Jets this season?
Are they going to be on the team? That's what I'm wondering going into this camp. Alexander Burmistrov goes into the final year of his contract. I'd be shocked if he gets another one from the Jets. Can they peddle him off? Can they move him? Can they trade him? Because I don't know where he fits on this hockey club. I don't know if guys know how to play with him no matter where he is on the hockey club. So that's a bit of a strike against him. If he makes the team, he's probably on the fourth line, on the wing. You mentioned Marco Dano. He's probably the guy that's going to make this team out of the gate on the wing of the fourth line again. But again, if there are injuries, maybe he can move up. But that's probably where he's going to start. Whether he stays there all season, great question. And then Armia, the same thing. Liked him last year. We saw him in a regular stretch. He looked like he could fit in on a third or fourth line. As I mentioned earlier, it's got a lot more crowded in for these positions. So those are the guys. Let's throw Quentin Howden's name in there as well. Those are guys, Nick Petan again, that are all going to be battling, along with Peluso, along with Thorburn. There's simply not enough spots, and I'll be curious to see if the Jets are willing to take a guy like Peluso with his contract, put him down to the minors. Do they hang on to a guy like Chris Thorburn under an NHL contract, or they'd bury that in the minors as well? I'd be surprised if they do that. But if they are, there's one less spot for those guys that you mentioned.
Well, Peluso's a guy I definitely think goes down. But Thorburn's, you know, a physical player who can actually play.
Sure. Yeah, and he can skate, and he can hit, and he's good in front of the net. And coach likes him. So that's why I say I'd be shocked if he gets buried. I think there's a spot for him, and it's probably on that fourth line. Having said that, you know, there's a lot of these young guys that are trying to push a guy like him out of the lineup. And I go back to Brendan Lemieux. He is not as big as Thorburn, but he plays a similar kind of game, and he's more of an agitator than Thorburn is. And that's a piece that the Jets really don't have. Can he make the jump this year? And if he does, who loses their job because of it? Another, you know, intriguing part going into this camp.
Now, quickly, watching Kyle Connor at the rookie tournament, what were your takeaways from him? You know, he's a smaller player than Laine for sure, very skilled young guy. And you talked about maybe the Jets' detriment last year was having so much youth. Do you think Connor's somebody who needs a little, like, would it benefit him to have AHL seasoning?
I would think so. I don't have him making the team right out of camp. I have him coming up at some point. But I think this guy, after 1 year in college, yes, he was excellent in NCAA. Was he good at the rookie camp in Penticton? Sure was. Probably the Jets' best player along with Jack Roslovic as well. Those two have worked well together in the past in the U.S. system, and they were showing that at the tournament. Speed and hands, great. But as you mentioned, he's not the biggest guy either. How does he survive in the next camp of training camp here against some bigger bodies? preseason games, regular season NHL getting underway. It'll be interesting to see if he can make those jumps and start the season with the Jets. I'd be shocked at this point if he started the season and made it the entire season with the Jets. I think he'd be a guy that would benefit at least a half a season in the American Hockey League and make that jump to the National Hockey League. But we'll see. It's all in his hands. We'll see what comes of it here in another week or two.
And lastly, your best guess on Jacob Trouba, when he signs and for how much?
When does Jacob Trouba sign? Kurt Oberhart's the agent here, and he's got a history of at least three guys that have gone into training camp and into the regular season. I suspect Jacob Trouba misses the entire training camp and the first part of the regular season. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if he gets a deal done by the end of October. And that's probably a little bit pessimistic. If his agent is somebody else, I don't say that. But with the history of Overhart, that's why I think this thing could drag through the preseason into the regular season for sure. How much does he sign for? Anything over $5.5 million is too much.
Anything over $5.5 is too much. All right. I would definitely agree with you on that one for sure. Rick, we appreciate it. Enjoy the World Cup game tonight. Hopefully Canada kicks some ass.
Good stuff. Thanks, Jason.